flight around Paul to some foreign country. I mean to steer. I'm loath to part from my friends and comrades and my dear sweetheart, my love dear. But there's one of those I do most admire. On her I'll think when I'm far away. For since fate's decreed, I am resolved to part from her and try me fortune in America. So farewell, darling, since I must leave you, I place great dependence on your constancy. But no other young man may gain your favor or change your mind when I'm o'er the sea. For although the seas they do separate us, in between us they do rise and fall. And if fortune favors me, you'll find your Jamie returning home from America. Oh, Jamie dear, do you when I sat with you for many's the hour, my young fancy away was carried, and the bees hummed round on each opening flower. But when you're crossing the Western Ocean, the maid that loved you, you'll never mind. And you'll scarcer think upon the mate of Erin, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. For to all other fair maids I'll prove untrue. And if you think these are false promises, I'll leave these vows as a pledge to you that what I have may prove unsuccessful. Fortune proved to me a slippery bowl, that a favouring gale it may ne'er blow on me if I forsake you in America. And to conclude, to end these verses, may God protect this young female fair, keep her from every wild embarrassment. And of my darling take the greatest care, for she's slow to anger and of kind disposition. Her cheeks like roses in June do blow. In my nightly slumber, I think of her, I'll court her vision in America. I'll court her vision in America.